Happy Monday again, Fire Rat Warriors, and to all my clients questioning and wondering, should you sign up or is it worth it and so on? Should you have a coach? Should you not? Should you go solo? And here's the thing. Working with people, it's like working to be like a game of chess. That no matter what, it's like you wanna figure out everything on your own, but you're never gonna do it. And you have all the time in your life to kind of figure yourself out, but you never do. So if you feel that it's kind of waste of your time to just ponder about how to make it happen, and you realize that you're gonna be more likely to work for yourself if you actually have an accountability partner, not just on your happy days, but on those days when you need to be accountable. So that's a kind of irony of people always wanting help, but then you don't, because you just want to help when you are motivated to work to help yourself. And that is just the way I know I can never win over that, because you're going to use all your ways to justify why you should go solo. And I must say, that is the weirdest the weirdest way of reasoning, is to think that you're going to be stronger alone when you can't stay strong alone in your own privacy. And that is what everyone realized then, that what are you waiting for? If it's all about you knowing what to do and you don't want to be held accountable and you can't keep yourself accountable, do you really think you're going to be more successful in getting somewhere if you give yourself slack? But that is how most people are, if not everyone pretty much, until you realize that that is how you stay basic. So when you want to start over, remember now you don't. You are still going to come with the same tendencies, the same way of behavior over and over and over, because you're human and we are just very hardwired to change, because there's so much back looking at in how it used to be, which is a kind of a romantic story that you believe in, because you forgot everything. You hold on to everything that has hurt you, you forget what was worth your time, and you make sure you never give up on any grudges, because somehow you think you're going to hold on to what other people have done onto you or haven't done for you. And it's all about how other people should do this or that for you. And if they don't, what are you going to do? It's like you're trying to win some kind of... What are you going to try to do? To be a better person for everyone, but you're not for yourself? And you're waiting for the rest of us to become better? I don't think it's going to happen. We can just level up ourselves, and that's what I do. So to my clients who kind of wonder, like, how long am I going to keep on peddling around my own circle and not getting anywhere? Yeah, that is because you have not come to that insight where you want to keep on fighting when you don't want to fight anymore. And that's what I'm talking about. This end of the kryptonite challenge, where you realize that all this time you thought that it was about you not knowing what to do. And now it's going to sound like a fart, but this is sunscreen. And all those years you didn't get anywhere. So you have to stop thinking that someday you're going to have that solution of everything is going to be make sense. And you're going to be willing to work hard. So when I see clients coming very strong, typically on Monday or the end of a challenge, which is now, which is why I opened up the FDH Strong today, earlier than I was promising for the start. Why do I do this? Because here's the thing, what happens. After each challenge round, you're going to be so likely to have a kind of a fitness crisis, that you're going to have this kind of identity, I don't know what to do, when you're not on a program enrolled in a deadline or something that is just continuously going. That you need to have some kind of protocol, some police, some kind of leadership, something to just make you not completely forget about it all. So it's like you are going to live in a kindergarten for yourself as a grown woman, because you're not doing that for yourself. And if you have a problem with that, that you feel that is so under your standard, that's just your ignorance that shows that you can't handle, that you need a little help, that you're just like me, gonna have to find a body shop for your car unless you're gonna make the car yourself. So what do you actually want to achieve in your life? To tell everyone that you could make yourself happen, but it never happened? Or do you want to actually be professional and hire people who know that you're gonna be a typical human with patterns of reasoning and reflections and thinking that makes no sense, but you're gonna make sense for yourself, so you always have the cheat day back? And if you feel that that is what you love to do in life, I think I'm not your coach. As in, if you really love, and it's not just your letting go of having, let's say right now you feel maybe you're lean, so now you forget how it feels when you're feeling fat. So when you're feeling fat, what do? Will you feel like you're punishing and you love to thrive off the whole guilt thing? Which is not at all what I want to be part of, because when you come to me and tell me that you feel this or that, it's just me seeing how you constantly focus on dropping your energy, dropping your vibration, which I talk about. You gotta stay high. I say 24/7 is what I work on. I work on my tolerance, my love to people, so I can do what I love to do without being frustrated. So that means that if you don't see the work I put into my relationship with myself, the way to handle it, that I do for myself and for you, you kind of just, I think you just love to be kind of pretending that you feel so bad in your misery because you're eating food that you don't want to have. I mean, come on. There's worse thing to do in life, except for you're not going to be healthy the way you want. You're not going to have the body look, but that's all. And there's a lot. I mean, the majority of people don't care enough or just think, it's just some kind of, they tell us that we're going to die if we don't take care of health, right? Yeah, you're going to die for something, but we're going to maximize the chance of dying early if we don't take care. Because life is going to kill us all, and that is just the way we do. So until that point, I think I want to live to the fullest every day, because I don't know if I can have another day. So that's also how I treat my body, that I don't want to spend my life working off junk that I can't work off to have the body. Because all that time visualizing the future when I'm going to be happy, which I know I can't hold on to anyway, because that happiness is based on me having junk, right? And then it's not fun when I have had it, because now I'm in reality knowing that no matter how much I want to deny that it's going to have a consequence, it won't. So I won't be enjoying the moment. I can tell people that it is, but it's just bullshit. Because if it was really what you love to do, you wouldn't be looking for challenges or diet coaches, would you? So there's like, but typically clients get so pissed at yourself because you're not strong enough and you feel shamed and you want to save face. And that, the pride precedes fall, is what most people end up realizing, that you rather quit to save your face, but you're still stuck with yourself, aren't you? So it's not really about me, but everyone loves to keep me as the kind of police who is an idiot who doesn't understand that you want this or want that. Like, I'm just here to help you figure it out and then have it. Because why should you try all your life to just give up halfway? Because why? Because you need a cupcake in? I mean, I don't know. I know how it feels to be around kind of justifying that you want to keep doing your routine. So then do that. But why? But then you're already successful, so what are you crying about then? If you already love your routine, you're maintaining your routine, what are you going to try to be better at? And then that comes into the thing that you don't really feel as good as you want to say on the days when you don't want to work as hard as you want to be doing. So there's so much deep human conundrums that you think is just you, or you don't know is coming your way, because you're just listening to your project mind about you're going to get in shape and then figure it out later. But you're already struggling after a few days. So that is why that the only natural thing in my mind would be to keep on following people who work harder than you do, because you don't want to be the strongest person in your little tribe, because if you are, you're going to be weaker than you can be. So that is why I tell all my clients who kind of go into the new FDA Strong or the CISA Trainer, everywhere who you have me, that remember now that you can choose to not think that you need someone around like me. And that's okay, because I know why people need me. Because most people are not doing anything long enough to make results happen. And then you're gonna quit on it because you don't believe in it. And how am I gonna stand up for you telling that, hey, you know how long I've been doing this? Because then you take that as, oh, I don't have 25 years. It's not what you're gonna need. So no matter how I twist and turn or try to suggest to you why you need someone to care about you, it's because you don't want to hear that you're not doing it for yourself. And you can't handle that truth. And if you can't handle truth, I'm not your coach. But if you can be vulnerable and honest and want to succeed and stop this, I don't know if I need a coach. Like, okay, are you doing what you need to do without anyone reminding you? No. Have you achieved your goals you've been wanting your whole life? No. Can you do it? Yes. Is something stopping you? No. Is it just a greedy mouth and you want it all but you never want to give up on anything because you want it all and you're a princess? Yes. If that's you, you're not going to be happy with me, because I'm always going to make you think, why don't you want to work harder for your dream? Because I do. So that's what you have to know about me. I'm real. I don't complain, I don't cry about it, I just show up for myself day in, day out, and that's a promise to me. So you need to make that promise for you, or I think it's going to be a waste of your time to spend so much in fitness, because fitness requires you to want to be stronger than average. It's going to be the tough thing to always choose, because you're going to choose beyond instant gratification, always. Because it's never going to be the option right away in front of you. It's not the fitness option. It's not the growing option. It's not the mindset improving option. It's not the happy option. It's just you, again, want to be too human, but you want to dream like you are a superstar. So let's be real. Work for it. And that's why you have me in the FD8 Strong. So go and join. It's early. You have 2 weeks almost with me. Yeah, you do. So just make sure you're not overwhelmed. You can't get discouraged by being stressed out, because there is no stress. You make your own stress, and I keep my peace.